Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. What a whirlwind America is in. I plan through the evening and the morning for the direction to go each day. Things change hourly. The war taking place in the Democratic Party. Kamala, they think she might have a lifespan of possibly 2 weeks. They don't think much longer than that. They, meaning the those who, not the mainstream media. The mainstream media believe that she is going to be the next president. She's going to be the candidate to be president. They're hoping she'll be the first black woman, female president. It won't happen. But there are others in the world, in that world, that don't think she'll make it probably to the convention and then be replaced. Michelle Michael Obama is one possibility. And it's really, there isn't anything gelling just yet. They don't know. Behind the scenes, you have the hidden cabal pushing feverishly to find their candidate. But supposedly Biden, I don't know if he has appeared today. He was supposed to address the country. I don't know if that has happened. But then that's one. The Donald Trump is continuing to gain more momentum. He is a big threat to the corrupt people behind the COVID, the vaccinations. These men, these people are criminals. They're crimes against humanity. And one of the topics that is being discussed in the Trump world is Nuremberg laws, Nuremberg trials against these individuals who have perpetuated crimes against humanity. This is one reason why the Democratic Party is concerned, because should they not win this coming election, if they're ousted, if the Congress, they lose Congress, if they lose everything, they will lose everything, because they realize that Donald Trump, this next time around, there will be these Nuremberg trials again. So that's one reason why. One reason why the Democrats are so concerned, the whole party, especially the criminals, Gates, Fauci, Klaus Schwab, even though he's not in country, still we have enough clout as empire to bring him to trial, and George Jorge Soros, the same. Trump is a real threat. Project 2025. The men who are in the the top positions in all of the senior executive service, these positions, they're probably going to be fired. So there are quite a few things happening. I know that one thing that I have tried to maybe discuss, I just haven't had the time to discuss it because, and I probably am not going to discuss it today. It's the matter of what is growing inside of people. What is this? What is happening to people? I'm going to go ahead and just begin with one thing. And it is, if I can find my articles, I have a stack, and I hope I can find them right away. I have everything but what I want. So I'll start with this. This is very important. Internationally, while we're watching this presidential race, there's something else that is very important that is happening, and I don't hear anybody reporting on it. Maybe I better not report on the parasites, synthetic parasites in people that have taken the vaccinations. I guess I'll have to halt on that. There was a couple of months ago, a little over a month ago, out of Channel News Asia. Malaysia is considering joining BRICS. And this is Malaysia. You have quite a territory, and it is, to some degree, neutral. China is the big dominant threat in that vicinity. The United States, our presence there. India is continuing to rise as a developing country. This is the threat to China. But Malaysia, we're going to talk about Malaysia in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, daily, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
And going back to the, I'm reading from Channel News Asia. This is very important because the coming administration is going to, they're going to be, boy, for the nations in the BRICS network to de-dollarize is a threat to America's national security. The coming administration is going to deal with it, going to deal with these nations that are de-dollarizing. Sanctions like they've been sanctioned before, but not like what's going to come. So this is South Africa, Brazil, Russia, China, India, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, United Arab Emirates. Quite a bit of attention recently as they move away from the United States-led international order, the U.S. international order. And for decades, Malaysia, they were organizing a different co-op, the OIC, which is the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, in association with the Southeast Asian nations. So you have BRICS, you have the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Southeast Asian nations. And by joining BRICS, this will pave the way for Malaysia to gain even more economic opportunities. And it's going to benefit Malaysia in many different ways, actually. So these within the OIC and the Asian organizations, there's been issues. And the issue, one of the main issues, is China. But the OIC has 57 members. It's the second largest organization after the United Nations. Why is this important? It seems to be dull, unimportant. No, this is extremely important, because these nations, 57 countries members, are not only going to de-dollarize, but they are working together with BRICS. They're working with BRICS. So you have BRICS, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Association of Southeast Asian Nations. These are billions of people. These are right at about 80 plus countries. And eventually, recently actually, the OIC, they have They are in agreement. They are not happy with what's happening in Gaza. They feel that this is a genocide on Israel's part. It's not. It's not. It's just the opposite. Israel is the nation that is being targeted for genocide. Israel is a nation that's been targeted for ethnic cleansing. And these countries, being Islamic, they understand genocide and ethnic cleansing. They're violent, violent. The violence in these nations is unbelievable. And they also are, you might say, united with some of the Arab League nations. And they are trying to come to a consensus on what they can do to stop the war. They're not going to be able to. They won't be able to stop this war. And within the ASEAN, the ASEAN group, which is the abbreviation for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, with ASEAN, what is the consequences of China? Because China is continuing to become dominant. I was just reading that China is working with Cambodia, trying to expand her her strength, or expand her power struggle in the South China Sea to the area of Cambodia. I'm going to put the paper away for a second. These nations, they have never had an opportunity before, especially in the last 20, 25 years. They have worked together. They have tried to work out their differences. But they're, at this point, they are resigned to the realization they have to, they must work together at all costs with Russia, I'm sorry, with China, you know, continuing to expand her pressure, the nations to come into her umbrella, under her umbrella. Russia is working with these nations also. And the big threat is the United States. The unipolar nations. America with the other nations that are, that have agreed to work together to continue to control the world. These other nations, BRICS, ASEAN, OIC, they realize there's only one opportunity for them to break away. This is it. They know that if they don't break away now, they will never, ever be free of empire's rule. Militarily, economically, politically, they don't have it. They are forced, they're being forced to work things out. Now, switching to the West, America cannot afford to let them leave the fold. As a nation, we cannot afford it, because America has been so close to complete hegemony of all the nations, of all the oceans. We presently rule outer space. China has a little inroad, Russia, a little influence in outer space, but not like the United States. We do, as a country, we do own everything. We do control everything. But we still have to completely control everything. And the only way to do that is through a digital currency system. Without a central currency, digital currency network, America cannot rule the world. We're at that edge, at that point. But I have stated in the past, we missed our opportunity. The ship sailed. America is never going to have world rulership. We've lost the opportunity in February 2022. Again, with Russia and China. Russia and China, especially Vladimir Putin in the last 20 years, diplomatic relationships with all the nations in the global south, the Asian east, the Middle East, had Vladimir Putin gave them a strategy called the BRICS countries, the five big areas: Russia, China, India, South Africa, Brazil. And he said, we can put a network together and we can challenge empire, including Europe too. Don't think that these BRICS nations are targeting America only. No. They're targeting the English, France, Germany, all of the European nations. They've been the patsies for the United States. Whenever America needed something at the UN, these nations voted in favor of whatever policies or whatever laws the U.S. wanted to present, whatever was needed for American hegemony. So these five nations, along with another five, along with ASEAN, along with OIC, they realize they must cut ties with empire and empire's allies. And they're doing it. They've done it. It's in motion. Now Malaysia is thinking that it would be to their interests in every way. And see, one thing they don't say openly is we're doing this in retaliation to the United States. They don't mention the U.S., and they don't mention, actually, not just the U.S. All of these nations realize they are actually in rebellion against a family, the Rockefellers. They won't say it openly. Putin and China, to a great degree, they have mentioned that they are resisting a global society, pilgrim society, which is ruled, controlled by the Rockefeller family. So these nations in BRICS and ASEAN and OIC are at war with a family, with a dynasty, the most powerful dynasty, I think, in world's history. In world history or mankind's history. This is who these nations are at war with. They're at war with a family, the Rockefeller family. And I will go to break. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, and then 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Weekdays 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts will be on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth program, daily, weeknights, 6 to 7. The first hour is aired on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Northern Colorado. The first hour is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Okay. I realize personally how important this is. I do believe many others also. When the nation's Operation Sandman, over 100 countries that would stop trading with U.S. dollars, this would be catastrophic for the American dollar, for America as a nation. Operation Sandman, or Project Sandman. It's been thought of for, I don't know, maybe 20 years. If all of the nations would stop using petrodollars, they would bring America to its knees. This is the plan. And these nations, Vladimir Putin is the president that has put this together. Brilliant man. Love him, hate him. Brilliant, brilliant man. He is the individual, along with Xi Jinping, that have taken a stand against the Rockefeller dynasty, the Rockefeller system, meaning America. America belongs to the Rockefellers. Jackson Hole is still their pristine. That's where they have the big Rockefeller Ranch. There was a lot of protest. The Rockefellers decided, well, we'll donate it to the Park Service. Dick Cheney oversees it. Bill and Hillary would go up there for summer vacations when they were president and governor of Arkansas, because that is their father's property. The great Rockefeller Highway going north and south out of Jackson, or going north out of Jackson Hole. I wouldn't go up there, because if you go up there, they have these new cameras. Every single vehicle and your license plates are all documented, recorded. It is a 15-minute city. It is one of the new digital cities. I'm not going there. Now, Malaysia, they're thinking of also joining BRICS, because they know it's going to be just a matter of time where America will sanction them. The Rockefeller family will sanction them. And they know that they have an opportunity to have the backing militarily, economically, politically, of all the members in the BRICS network, or in this new international order system, from the New World Order of the West to the new international world order of all of the half of the world, at minimum, half of the world's population. Oh, probably 70% of the world's population is in these countries. And I'll tie this in. This election, if Trump wins, I don't believe he will. He won't. He can't. It will be impossible. They say that with God, nothing is impossible. Well, in this case, it is. Because it was in the prophecies about Donald Trump that he would eventually be replaced by Barack Obama in this election in 2024. So yes, nothing is impossible with God unless it is written in his word, and his word will come to pass. If Trump wins, if Trump is president, if he is sworn in, the multipolar world nations won't have to worry. There'll be no action. There'll be no consequences for them de-dollarizing. And Trump wouldn't mind the dollar collapsing, because gold goes up. And if gold goes up, then in our stockpiles of gold, we go from, let's say, $100 per ounce, just a figure, to $1,000 an ounce. That takes care of the national debt. Donald Trump and in that economic world, it's a world that most people don't understand. We call it politics games that they play in the political world, but they're actually strategies. You take the dollar down, gold goes up. We have enough money now to pay off the national debt, which debt is the tool of control for the Rockefeller family, has been for the Rothschilds family, for all of the wealthy people in the nations. Debt means control. Is Malaysia going to join? Yes. Is it a good move on their part? Yes. Is it going to cost them possibly down the road with some conflict with the United States? Yes. But at the, on the, in the end, in the long run, it's better for the nations of the world to continue to unite, because when the new administration comes in, we're going to war with the world, especially the nations that are de-dollarizing. We're going to war with these nations. We're going to sanction them. This is why the push to punish nations that have been, in spite of the blockade and the sanctioning of Russia by the United States and European nations, the nations that are continuing to trade with Russia are being sanctioned. Well, this sends a message to all the nations that America is more than willing and will sanction any nation that helps Russia or any of America's enemies. So, I'll be back in just a few minutes to continue.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
Present truth Monday through Friday on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Continuing. Earlier this year, BRICS and a handful of developing countries are reducing the U.S. dollar intake in their respective central bank reserves. U.S. prints trillions of U.S. currency. USD currency reimburses them around the world, importing its inflation to other countries. Developing nations and the BRICS countries bear the risk of debt and fund the U.S. deficit by keeping the dollar in their reserves. If other nations stop hoarding the dollar, the currency will return to America, leading to a deficit in the homeland. BRICS is limiting the dollar intake in their reserves. Even U.S. allies are now slowly following in their footsteps, like France. Main concern to U.S. allies is the mounting $34 trillion debt. I think it's almost 38 now, 36, that's spiraling out of control. The debt only hurts other countries. And the U.S. allies are worried about mounting dollar debt. This was out of WatcherGuru.com. After BRICS, U.S. ally France is the first country to voice its concern about the dollar's uncontrolled debt. French President Emmanuel Macron criticized the U.S. dollar's role in controlling other countries. This is pretty bold by Macron. Very bold. He even urged in a speech calling Europe and other U.S. allies to limit the usage of the dollar. He warned that increasing the dollar in central banks could push the European economy south. Now, the petrodollar trade mechanism was Henry Kissinger, Brzezinski, a Rockefeller plan. The Rockefellers, every move they make is to capitalize, and not just financially, but control-wise. Other European countries have started taking note of France's warning and evaluating the U.S. dollar's prospects for trade. The BRICS developing countries and U.S. allies have already begun decreasing the dollar payment and settlements, dollar for payment settlements. The United States dollar is used less than 60% of the global trade, while other currencies are slowly and steadily rising. This is what's happening. So this election is not just about who's going to win the president, the position of president. Implications are much, much greater. The family that is ruled, that owns this country, that almost succeeded in world hegemony, they're not threatened. They are, I should say, they're actually more than threatened. They're not going to sit and let these nations free themselves from the control of the family. This is the way Putin and the nations of the world, they see it. They don't see the United States as we see it. When they think of the United States, they think of the Rockefeller system. And they're at war with a family, not a country. A country, yes, being used by a family. And I go back to what Christ said, that there would be a time, especially in the final decade before he returns, where Everything that is happening in secret, everything that is happening in the dark will be brought out into the light. Everything that is being concealed will be revealed. What is spoken in the ear, whispered in the ear, will be shouted from the housetop, the rooftop, and what's spoken quietly in the open, shouted from the mountaintop. Everything, the truth of all matters, will be, because of the modern technology, because of communication, the wicked controlled communication until the last 20 years, and with social media, they don't control it anymore. They're trying to control the narrative, but they can't. They won't be able to. Through a Christian man and his engineers, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, there is TikTok, and there are cameras, like at the assassination attempt with Donald Trump. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, not only audio but video. So they want to conceal the assassination attempt. They can't do it. What's done in the open, what's done, everything is going to be seen in the open and heard and shouted. And the people of the world are looking at social media to find the truth about what happened on the 20th of July. The world is going to know the whole truth. Rick Rodriguez. Excuse me, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
say one more time before I end the hour, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. Weeknight, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio in the Johnstown area. And then programs then also on KHNC are streamed at all times, 1360KHNC.com. And the podcasts will be on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. For the first hour, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I hope that confused you. It didn't me, but maybe it did you. Okay. So what's happening is the Saudi Arabia was about to join BRICS. And guess what happened? Empire went ahead and tossed them a little bone. They were going to sign an agreement with BRICS, but instead, Lockheed Martin and the United States offered Saudi Arabia a deal. So Saudi Arabia decided, well, we'll take the deal and we'll continue to trade in petrodollars. But then I think later, if I remember correctly, I think that finally Saudi Arabia decided when it came time to sign a year contract, they backed out. They didn't sign the contract. So Saudi Arabia is no longer trading with U.S. dollars solo. They're using the yuan and the ruble and the rupee to trade with these other countries, not necessarily U.S. dollar only. Saudi Arabia, by trading with U.S. dollars, they lose. They get the short end of the deal. Bigly. They suffer. They lose millions and millions. So that's what's happening with the nations. 60%. We're down to 60% of the world's nations use the U.S. dollar. And that percentage is going to start to continue to drop. Pretty soon, 55% of the nations, then 50%, then 45%. And America and the coming administration, it's going to be hell on earth. America, the ruling family, the Rockefellers, will use the Defense Department to punish the nations that de-dollarize. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Be back for the second hour in a few minutes.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a